Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
to fail. I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and coyotes are making a way, do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into the saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Drawn to Gold from their album Mini Moons, their version of the Navajo Trail. And before that, Cara Dillon, Craigie Hill. Cara Dillon, who comes from the family, they do a lot of, I think there's a Dillon, one of the Dillons is with the group Oiga, and another one is with the group Genta. There's Mary Dillon, and they all work together, and they work with a lot of Ulster music and Irish music. Cara Dillon, Craigie Hill, that's a good version. That's a really good version. She skips a verse about the landlords in the Victorian Queen Victoria. There's something about Queen Victoria and how the housing situation is deplorable and the landlords take advantage of us all. So that's why we're leaving. Good little album, Cara Dillon. I have two or three of her albums. Would like more. I would. So let's listen to more Cara Dillon.
Mary Kay. So fair. consistency that no other young man may gain your favor or change your mind when I am o'er the seas. For although the seas they do separate us, and in between us they do rise and fall, if fortune favors me, you'll find your Jamie returning homeward from America. When you're crossing the Western Ocean, the mate that loved you, you'll then mind about, and you'll scarce think upon the mate all therein, for you'll find strange sweethearts in America. What I have may prove unsuccessful, and fortune prove to me a slippery ball, that a favor gained it may ne'er blow on me, if I forsake you in America. And to keep her from every wild embarrassment, and of my darling take the greatest care, for she's slow to anger and of kind disposition. Her cheeks like roses, think of her, I would court her vision in America.
One Sunday morning, as I've heard say, young Richard, he mounted his Dobbin gray, And over the fields he rode a lee, a-courting the parson's daughter Jean, with your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee. Young Richard, he put on his Sunday clothes, his buckskin trousers and silken hose, and a brand new hat upon his head was all bedecked with ribbons red. With your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee. Young Richard, he rode without any fear till he came to the hall in his own good cheer. And he upped and shouted, "Hello, hello! Be the folks at home say yes or no?" With your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee. The servants quickly let Dick in so that his courting might begin. But when he got him inside the hall, he loudly bore Miss Jean, dear ball. With your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee. Miss Jean, come down without delay. What you young Richard have got for to say? Says he, "I suppose you know, Miss Jean, that I am young Richard of Taunton Deane, with your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee." Man, yet I be poor, and I've never been in love before. But my father, he sent me out for to woo, and I could fancy none but you. With your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee. Oh, if I consent to be your bride, pray how for me will you provide? I'll give you all I have, I'm sure, and what could a poor fellow do for you more? With your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee. For I've a pig poked up in a sty, as Granny did give me when she did die. And if you consent to marry me now, my father will give us a fine fat sow. With your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee. For I can reap and I can sow, and I can plow and I can mow, and I go to market with father's hay, and earn my ninepence every day. With your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee. Oh, ninepence a day would never do, for I must have silks and satins too. 'Twould never do for you and I. Ah, come, says Richard, I can't but try. With your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee. So delight, they made the family laugh outright. And when he got no more of they, he gave her a kiss and he rode away. With your rumble-dum-dumble-dum-dodick-and-dee.
sweetest face, the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, and well she knows. I love the ground.
Yandalee and Alonio, they scarce but picked but one or two on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. It's there they spied a bank robber bold, Yandalee and Alonio. It's there they spied a bank robber bold on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. He took the oldest by the hand, Yandalee and Alonio. He turned around, he made her stand on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. Sing, will you be a bank robber's wife, Yandalee and Alonio? Or will you die by my penknife on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio? No, I shan't be a bank robber's wife, high and a lee and a lonely-o. I'd rather die by your penknife on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. Then he took out his penknife, high and a lee and a lonely-o, and there he ended her sweet life on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. He took the next one by the hand, high and a lee and a lonely-o. He hurled her round, he made her stand on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. Saying, will you be a bank robber's wife, high and a lee and a lonely-o? Or will you die by my penknife on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio? No, I shan't be a bank robber's wife, high and a lee and a lonely-o. I'd rather die by your penknife on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. Then he took out his penknife, high and a lee and a lonely-o, and there he ended her sweet life on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. He took the youngest by her hand, high and a lee and a lonely-o. He hurled her round, he made her stand on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. Saying, will you be a bank robber's wife, high and a lee and a lonely-o? Or will you die by my penknife on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio? Yes, I will be a bank robber's wife, high and a lee and a lonely-o. So I should die by your penknife on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. Oh, I wish my two brothers was here, high and a lee and a lonely-o. You would not have killed my sisters dear on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. Oh, what did your two brothers do, high and a lee and a lonely-o? One was a minister, the other such as you, on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. And what was your two brothers' names, high and a lee and a lonely-o? One was John, the other was James, on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. Oh, what is this that I have done, high and a lee and a lonely-o? I've killed my sisters all but one on the burly, burly banks of Barbrio. And now I'll take out my penknife, high and a lee and a lonely-o, and here I'll end my own sweet life on
burly, burly banks of Barbary O.
One of those ballads of mistaken identity there, Deborah Cowan. The burly, burly banks of Barbary O. We also heard her do Bold Richard. We heard Cara Dillon do Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair and Craggy Hill. And I'm a Youth Inclined to Ramble. And all kinds of interesting arrangements of some of these songs. Deborah Cowan's pretty straightforward, pretty traditional. Her last album is not that way, and I think it's an album of original songs. It's almost more of a jazz album. We have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. We're halfway through the show. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we have lots more music to go. Yes, we do. So you just hold your horses because we're coming back for lots more music. Hang on. Greg Brown, Bill Staines, Tommy Makem. It's all there just for you. So hang on because we're coming back.
Classical music is the ultimate getaway. It takes you to exotic destinations, unexplored regions, sends you back in time, points you to the future, and it'll bring you home again. Let classical music spirit you to wherever your imagination goes. Thank you for choosing Northwest Public Radio as your NPR and classical music station. Sunshine this weekend before clouds roll in and rain develops to start off next week. Partly cloudy today and pleasantly warm, although it will be slightly cooler than yesterday. And clear and starry tonight with rain picking up, turning to gusts. Sunny again tomorrow. The high on the Palouse of 73, the Lewis Park Valley 78.
O'Brien was a friend of mine, and he had a mighty wife. She bore him 18 children through years of joy and strife. When her temper started rising, she would turn a brilliant red, and she'd maybe break a bowl or two as she thundered off to bed. Give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter before she wrecks the house. When she drunk her fill of porter, then she began to snore, and the bed would shake and rattle as it pounded around the floor. O'Brien manned the kitchen while the blankets flew about, and he'd run like hell to buy more drink when she began to shout. Give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter before she wrecks the house. The doctors tried for years and years to cool her temper down. They fed her herbs and potions and powders by the pound. But the man who found a cure for her, a scutcher, Paddy Madden, said to keep her calm, you've got to give her porter by the gallon. Give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter before she wrecks the house. Well, the porter kept her cool and calm, and porter made her sing. And sometimes when she'd had enough, she'd dance a Highland fling. When O'Brien took a drop himself, he'd join her in the song. And a happier pair you never saw, and they'd sing the whole night long. Give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter before she wrecks the house. Give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter, give the woman in the bed more porter before she wrecks the house.
Most of the songs on this album were written by Tommy Makem. A lot of people don't realize that Tommy Makem was one of the best songwriters of contemporary Irish songs during his time. He wrote things like Four Green Fields, that's one of his, and Farewell to Carlingford, and a bunch of others that were actually Clancy Brothers hits. Four Green Fields especially is probably his best known song. Four Green Fields, what did I have? What have I now, said the proud old woman. This fine old woman, did say. Of course, the fine old woman being Ireland and the Four Green Fields being the four provinces of Connacht and Munster and Ulster. And I can't think of the other. Connacht, Ulster, Munster, and Leinster. And those are the original provinces of Ireland. And this is a great song. Tommy Makem wrote it. And he wrote Give the Woman in the Bed More Porter. And he wrote a lot of other stuff on this album. But that's the cut we're going to hear from that album. Speaking of poets, which one could consider Tommy Makem a poet? This is The Poet's Game. This is from an album. It's a wonderful album. It's a tribute to Greg Brown with all kinds of artists. Ani DeFranco and Iris DeMint and Mary Chapin Carpenter and Gillian Welch and Victoria Williams and Lucinda Williams and all kinds of people on this. This is Ani DeFranco doing The Poet's Game.
Junior year, walking with my girl, and we came upon a place there in the tall grass where a couple had been making love. They left the mark of their embrace. I said to her, looks like they had some fun. She said to me, let's do the same. Still I taste her kisses and her freckles in the sun. When I play the poet game. A young man down in the hill country in the year 22 went to meet his future bride. She lived in a rough old shack, the poverty blew through. But she invited him inside. Yeah, she'd been cooking, ashamed and feeling sad. She got all day off her hem, breath and her name. But Grandpa said that was the best gift of taught me to play the poet game. I had this friend who drank too much and played too much guitar. Yeah, and we sure got along. Real, real, we rode across this country near and with our letters, our poems, and our songs. Yeah, but these days she don't talk to me, and she won't tell me why. Yes, I missed her every time I say her name. And I don't know what she's doing now, or why our friendship died. While we play the poet game. Wild and high. Talked to her while leaves blew down with a sudden chill. There was wildness, there was wildness in her eyes. Yeah. And we made love like we've been waiting all our lives for this. Strangers, no, no. leave at dawn, and with a sticky farewell kiss, left me to play the poor game. Watch my country turn into a coast-to-coast strip mall, and I cried out in a song, we can do all this in 30 years, and please tell me you are. Why does good change take so long? Why does the color of your skin or who you choose to love still lead to such anger? For me to still dream of playing a poet game. Sirens wail above the fields, another soul gone down, another sun about to rise. I've lost track of my mistakes, like birds that fly around and darken half my skies. Yet to all of those that I have hurt, I pray you will forgive me. I, to you, will freely do the same. There were so many things I didn't see with my eyes turned inside. Playing the poet game. I walk out at night to take a leak underneath the stars. Yeah, that's the life for me. There's Orion in the Pleiades, and I guess that must be Mars. All as clear as we long to be. Yeah, I've sung what I was given. Some was bad, some was good, and I never did know from where it came. And if I had it all to do again, I am not sure play the poet game.
Walk down where the field is overgrown. Consumption's claimed his life. We dare not miss the sight of the train carrying Jimmie Rodgers home. Farm, almost lost our spirits too. It's the strangest thing we heard that man sing. We knew somehow want you to remember, stay, you are grown. How your mama and your dad were so proud and so sad, watching the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home.
Iris Dement tried to yodel there. Did it work? Yeah, she tried. That's The Train Carrying Jimmy Rogers Home. That's an interesting song, and you know, you need to think about this for a minute. It doesn't sound like it would be an interesting song, but Jimmy Rogers, whom they call the father of country music, this isn't the Jimmy Rogers honeycomb kisses sweeter than wine Jimmy Rogers. This is the all around the water tank, I'm in the jailhouse now, tuberculosis, TB blues, blue yodels, numbers 1 through, what, 11? You know, that Jimmy Rogers. And he was born, and he had a house in Kerrville, Texas, which you don't even know is his house. I think there's a plaque in front of it or something. But anyway, he did have consumption, and he actually was in the recording studio in New York City. And the tuberculosis took over, and they hauled him back to some house in New York. But anyway, that's what this song is about, because the train took him from New York back to Texas, where he was buried. And during the Depression, Jimmy Rogers sold virtually more albums than just about anybody in the country music, or in a lot of music for that matter. And the thing is, of course, there weren't albums in those days. I guess they were 78s. And a lot of poor people, you know, they brought home music instead of food sometimes when they were buying Jimmy Rogers records. And so it was a big deal when the train came through from New York and came all the way down south. And whole families and whole villages and whole towns watched the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. So the song has a lot more significance because of what Jimmy Rogers meant to poor people from the south, the rural people from the south. And so the whole train coming back to take him for burial, a lot more significance. From the album Going Driftless, that was Iris Dement and her version of Greg Brown's song, Watching the Train Carrying Jimmy Rogers Home. Alrighty, from one of his first albums, a very young Bill Staines had this digitally redone from vinyl. The album's called Old Wood and Winter Wine. And this is one of my favorite songs by Bill Staines. I should learn this. Annie Drew from Old St. Lou. She Dances Time Away. There you go.
When he hit the town, he was westward bound from his home in the Lehigh Valley. The golden lure of a fortune sure in a land so far away. So he crossed the plain on the cutter train, left the old Salt Lake behind him. Shone bright this Nevada night as he tucked himself away. The music rose on into the night from the dance hall down below. Not one to sleep and let the good times keep, he rose to see the show. Well, it was Annie Drew from Old St. Lou, the belle of the Ace Casino. He caught his eye as she waltzed on by with a step as fine as lace. And as she passed the silver glass, he followed her. When she smiled, he saw the wild-eyed beauty in her face. The old piano rolled and rolled a tune or two till day. And a fiddle flew while Annie drew, she drew his heart away. guess you know how these things go. Well, love grew up between them. They settled down outside of town and the summer faded by. But late at night he'd watch the moonlight shine upon the mountain, and the breeze would sing of a shovel's ring and a lonely cougar's cry. Lord of gold, don't grow old, it's as cold as Sierra snow. It'll take you sleep and linger deep and never let you go. So the story goes, this casino rose and her lover left one morning through the high Sierra pass to the land so far away. Now beneath the lamps of the mining camp, you sometimes find her dancing. You can hear her sing while a fiddle rings at nighttime into day. But to him the toast to a fool and most that hung his life on a golden chain is quick to break when all's at stake and wash away like rain. Your pianos roll and roll from the camps to Frisco Bay. Nanny Drew from old St. Lou, she dances time away. Nanny Drew from old St. Lou, she dances time away.
What's left of the hippies' return from old rooming houses and Mexico. More letters, more journals, more poems to burn. Real heat at last, and at last my words glow. Jim just broke up his band. The guys all have jobs and the nights got too long. He's selling the amps, one guitar and the van. I'm sure that you could have it all for a song. Snow on the north side, trash in the yard, love like a newspaper, tattered and stained. A two bourbon twilight, fog from God's cigar, a neighbor's retarded dog chasing the train. Any good in just hanging around. Take a tip from the birds and change the scene. Find some long river and follow it down where our old sins have washed up in New Orleans. Bringing what's left of the songbirds' return to fight about loving and nesting and such. Thanks for the letters you sent back to burn. Their smoke is as light and as dark as your touch. Thank you.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, Spring and All. From this tribute to Greg Brown called Going Driftless. Before that, from the album Old Wood and Winter Wine, Annie Drew from Old St. Lou. I figure that out. I want to explore it. It sounds like something that Bret Hart would have written, doesn't it? The Rankin Family in the background. That means we're done with the second hour. And we'll be back with lots more music. Music I don't even know. Because I selected this just random. Just pulled a bunch of CDs out and stuck them in a bag. I did. Alrighty, Kevin Rinker, Charlotte Yao, Alex Siddons, Janelle, all kinds of people working on this show. Chris Stordahl doing playlists and production assistance. And general overall, you know, keeping me focused, which is tough today. It's an evergreen show. No calendar, no anything, no references to time. Just an evergreen show, although we are recording it on an overcast day here in the Murrow Studios. Email me at dasindaniel, M-A-H-E-R, @wsu.edu, and I'll get back to you. Call me at 509-332-5047, and I'll get back to you. All right, we're going to be right back for the third hour. You just hang on, because there's lots more music coming up, so you just hold your horses. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be right back. Hang on now. Hang on.